Hey, mama girl, you made it. You made it to another podcast with me, your travel agent, Jamie. Let's go ahead, give yourself an applause. Go ahead, clap yourself up. Honey, you made it through this week. You have been working, been cooking, been raising them babies, getting them to where they need to go, getting to where you need to go. Let's take a moment to give yourself a round of applause. Pat yourself on the back. When's the last time you've done that? Yeah, it's been a while for me too. Had to pat myself on the back myself. Goodness gracious, girl, we made it. We made it and we're here. And listen, like I said, I'm your travel agent, Jamie, and I am coming to you with some more information that I feel will help you to start your traveling experience on the right foot. As you know, I'm a single mother just like you, and it is my goal to help you tell your life where you are headed and not let your life tell you how to move. We ain't got time for that. We have no time. Last week, we talked about identifying your goals or goal, whichever one, and I encouraged you to share on the prep with the Prep and Landing community what your goal was. Because listen, we're all in this together. We're all in this together. We're all learning, growing, doing things together. Might as well share together. Share our struggle, share our joy, share our victory, share all of it together. So I encourage you to share that. And I actually looked at some of the comments that were listed in the comment sections on the Instagram and the Facebook. And let me say, ladies, I love these goals that we have. I love our whys. Okay. I love it. So today, like I said, we are talking about research. I said we were going to talk about it in the last meeting, in the last podcast, because I'm not a good gatekeeper. I suck at gatekeeping. And so I told you we're talking about research, and today we are doing just that. So we identified your goal. Now it's time for the next step. What's that next step? It's research. You want to research that thing, honey. Look for destinations and travel companies that have the same goal as you and find out where you want to go. That is the fun part. That's the fun part, ladies, is to find the place that you want to go that is complementary to the goal that you have when it comes to travel. Not only are you looking at destinations and companies, you're also looking at time. How long are you going to be on this trip, honey? How much does the average trip like this cost? So that you're looking at budget too, okay? You're also thinking, okay, if you're going out of the country, what documents do you need to travel? Is it safe to travel to the area that you're going to? Are there any other places that are maybe local, more practical places like the location you're trying to go to that will be better for you to go this time? And when do you want to go? Are you trying to do something special in this particular place you want to go to? You need to look at activities too. Okay, there's so many things that you need to do when it comes to research. And you can also do the locals speak your language. Okay, if you go into Mexico, do you know how to speak Spanish? Do you? Is the place you're going to, is it predominantly Spanish speaking, or do they have predominantly English speaker? People that, well, not predominantly English, but people who know how to speak English that you can communicate to without you having to learn a new language or at least learn phrases. You know, there's so many things you have to look at when you're researching, and you can use the different sources that are out there to help you effectively research your place. Okay. You can use online guides like and websites like TripAdvisor and National Geographic Travel and Travel Plus Leisure. They offer a wide range of tools like photos and travel forums and destination guides and even travel articles. And you can go to different travel blogs and vlogs and get a firsthand travel experience from different people. You can do social media sites for pictures of different locations and trips of what you want to do and travel to those locations. And you can even use news and weather sites to figure out what's happening in your destination with the locals and with the weather. Because who wants to go to Punta Cana and not have an umbrella in the rainy season? I don't know, not near one of them. I don't know anybody that wants to do that. You want to know what's going on, not only with the locals, but also the weather, so that you can properly plan, because you can't go back. It's not like you can turn around and go back home to grab the stuff that you should have already packed. And if you're in a heavily touristy area, you know, the prices are going to be much higher than they would be if they're at, if you were at home. So it's a good idea to go ahead and look at the weather to see what the weather is doing when you're trying to go, and also look at the local news to see what's happening in the newspapers. Okay. You can also use booking sites like booking.com and Expedia, and they can help you find hotels, flights, and car rentals for your stay. And you can use your government website, and that will tell you the different travel documents you need if you are traveling outside of the country. And you can look at the little travel advisory and see if it's a safe place to travel at the time you're interested in traveling. And when it comes to languages, you can go to Google or language learning apps like Duolingo or Babbel, and they can help you learn some basic words for your travel. If you have friends or family that are local to the area, you can ask them to help you plan your travel destination, to help you get good tips of places to go, things to eat, stuff like that. And if I'm gonna stress it. I really am. So go ahead and get ready. Travel insurance. Yes, breathe. Travel insurance. Ladies, listen. It's not a scam. It's not a waste of money. It is a necessity. Why? Because you always need to expect the unexpected. Travel insurance helps you do this, that. Okay. We will talk more about that later on in a different episode, but I just wanted to go ahead. Listen, I'm stressing it. Travel insurance is a necessity, not an option. Okay. And you need good travel insurance, but we'll talk about that later in a different episode. But right now we're talking about research. So I said all these things. I told you what you need to be asking yourself, where you want to go, how you want to get there, when you want to go, what's the weather going to be like, are the people crazy, all of that stuff. And I gave you some good resources that you could use to help you find out that information for yourself. But listen, it does not have to be a daunting thing. I understand it's a lot. It is a lot, but it doesn't have to be a daunting task. You can still have fun with this, and you can put your babies in the travel research process too, to make it even fun for not only you, but for them to get that energy and that excitement up about traveling. And then when you actually go, it's just going to be a whirlwind of fun, and I'm here for it. So listen, how can we make travel research fun? Well, first, let's do some vision boards. Do a bucket list. Do something that's exciting for you. Okay, I currently have a bucket list, and right now I have about 70 places. 70 places of where I want to go on my bucket list, and it grows by the day, which is why I need to go ahead and start traveling a little more throughout the year, so I can start scratching some of that stuff off, making some room for some more stuff. But anyway, make a bucket list or a vision board, something that's going to be fun. Or you can do what I do. I also go on Google Maps and just look at the streets. I guess that's kind of like stalkerish, right? You can look at the streets of your destination and see anything that pops out to you, and also look at the locals, see what they're doing when they think that the camera's not looking at them. See the different things that they do, or different places that catch your eye, like street markets. You can see some of them on the Google Maps, just to kind of get an idea of what you would want to do when you go to your travel destination. Okay. Or you can put yourself out there and join some communities and interact with them about the different locations that they've been and get some insight there. And that can also go towards your research. Okay. You can also make your research have a theme to it. What do I mean when I say theme? Okay. Let's have a culinary theme. What food are we eating when we go there? Okay. Let's research that. Research the different local foods and dishes at your destination and find the recipes for it. And then you and your babies can try it before y'all go. Or you can learn about the customs and traditions of your destination. Honey, the themes are endless. Just have fun with this. It's not a daunting task. It really isn't. And you can have so much fun. Listen, make a bucket list dartboard. That's a fun experience that you can have. Make a game out of it. Or you can do like a board game, a bucket list board game, and y'all play it like Monopoly. I said Monopoly because that's like my favorite game. But whatever game that you can come up with, or you and your put your children to work, make them come up with a game for themselves, and then y'all play it and figure out where y'all going. Just make it fun. It doesn't have to be a dry, boring task, okay? And it shouldn't be a dry, boring task, because then why would you be interested in traveling? I know I wouldn't. If the only thing that I can think of, when it comes to the research and trying to figure out where I'm going to go, if I just get bored, no. Or if I get overwhelmed, ain't nobody got time for that either. So make it fun, okay? So you know you have homework. Because faith without works is dead. And this week's homework is plain and simple. Honey, research. Research locations you want to go. Research things you want to do. And where you can do those things. Okay. And when you research, it should not be mundane or boring. It should be exciting. It should make you want to go travel tomorrow. Okay. Listen, mama girl, I love talking to you, but I have to go. So we'll talk next week. Okay. And because I'm not a gatekeeper, we are going to be building on this step and talking about budget. I know it's a big word. It's a big six-letter word, but it must be talked about, because planning without finances is not planning, it's dreaming, and we are not dreaming, we are planning. So we are going to be talking about budget next week. As always, Mama Girl, I'm here to help you from prep to land with all your travel needs. You can go to my Prep and Land Pinterest page for travel item inspiration. And you can purchase it on my Amazon storefront. You can also go to my YouTube page, Prep and Land, for videos talking about different travel destinations, companies, and activities that you might want to add to your bucket list. And lastly, you can go to my Instagram and Facebook, like, comment, and follow my pages so that you can stay up to date on all the latest and greatest things happening here at Prep and Land. Are you ready to book your next trip? You can do that by reaching out to me via my email, prepandland@gmail.com. That's prepandland, PrepAndLand, all lowercase, @gmail.com. As always, mamas, choose to make life an experience, and experience the life that you choose. Don't just exist. Live. Okay. Bye, mama girl.